Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya alassalah. Hayya alassalah. Hayya alalfalah. Hayya alalfalah. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe illallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. My dear respected brothers and elders, the main subject today is لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. We do not distinguish between any prophet or messenger sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, they're all the same. For us, we've got to believe in them. For us, they are a pious man. For us, they're close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, they've come here with a maqsad. And we're going to discuss that, insha'Allah ta'ala, in our speech today. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them? What's a Rasul first? We're going to see. What's a Rasul? What's a Nabi? What's a messenger? What's a prophet? We're going to talk about that. What was their duty? What was their goal? We will talk about that as well. And what do we benefit from that? And what it is request from us? We will talk about that as well. My dear respected brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, say, لا نفرق كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. Mankind was one community. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets as bringers of good and warners of Jahannam. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah, verse 213. That is, people were all of one religion, which is Islam. كان الناس أمة واحدة. People were one. People were one. Okay. According to this ayah, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala has given quite a few tafsir. Let us clarify them. كان الناس أمة. They were one community. One tafsir is Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called him a community because we're all son of Adam's. And Adam, فبعث الله النبي. Adam was in Muslim, was in لا إله إلا الله. Believed in لا إله إلا الله. Believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. After that, people started changing. People, polytheism, that's where the polytheism started from, shirk. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started sending prophets and messengers. First tafsir. Second tafsir, كان الناس أمة واحدة. It means, فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام. نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام. His people, they were all unbelievers. كان الناس. They were all into polytheism. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to give them the good news of Jannah and Allah azza wa jal, and of course to warn them regarding Jahannam and what waiting for the people who do not fear and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a promise to the whole humankind. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Jahannam will be filling. I will fill Jahannam. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not be amongst those people. So, second tafsir is Adam and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, كان الناس أمة واحدة. كان الناس على الكفر. كانت الناس على الجهالة. And take it with any prophet. All the people here meant by this ayah are the unbelievers. Whether it's before Ibrahim alayhi salam, whether it's before Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it's before Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, before any prophet, the people, his community, they were all into disobedience.
They were all disobedient. They were all into kufr. Ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them a lesson. Imam Sha'rawi rahimahullah ta'ala said something in his tafsir. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a rule and a regulation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a rule and a regulation. His rule is, as long as there is one person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose faith is just little, Allah will save the world through that person. Barakatan. When everyone is drowned into kufr, fisq, fujur, ungratefulness, polytheism, whatever, there is not a single person who doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a warning. Just here, same here. In our worldly life, when you're working, before, even when you make a mistake, before being sacked, most of the time what they do, they send you a warning. Next time, we won't be indulgent. Next time, we'll have to take a severe action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Sha'rawi rahmah says, Allah azza wa jal, his sunnah, his way of doing things, until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was his way. Sunnatul Hayat. Then when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad, la ukhzika fihim abada. Until the day of judgment, there will always be someone who will fear me, someone who will have faith on me. Then, as-sa'a la taqumu illa ala shirar al-khalq. Then, of course, when sa'a will come, when the qiyamah will come, you won't be a single believer on this earth. So, كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. Allah has sent prophets. We might do a little bit of this Friday and finish it next Friday. If we can't finish it this Friday. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets, the response of his people differed. Some of them stayed Muslims, believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feared Allah azza wa jal, and some of them disbelieved. So Allah sent the prophet to give good news, to teach them paradise, what's waiting for them in paradise if they fear him, if they love him, if they get close to him. And to warn those who disbelieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to warn those who do not fear Allah azza wa jal. Mubashirina wa mundirin. Mubashir means good news. The one who comes with it, good news. Mundir, a warner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who will be in paradise inshallah ta'ala. And may Allah save us from the Jahannam. Brothers in Islam, so the function of the prophets and messengers, there's prophet, there's messenger. So our first lesson today, I want you to understand an-Nabi and ar-Rasul, prophet, messenger. Kullu nabiyyin rasulun wa laysa bi kulli rasulin nabiyyun. Every messenger is a prophet, but every prophet is not a messenger. Okay, remember this one. I will explain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many books has he sent? For the people who know. Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, Quran. Okay. And we've got in Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. Every single prophet who has come with a new rule, who has come with a kitab, like Musa alayhi salam has come with a Tawrat, Isa alayhi salam has come with a Injil. Dawud alayhi salam has come with a Zabur. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with a Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. Every single prophet who was revealed with new rules and regulations, those prophets in Arabic are called Nabi. In English, messengers. Okay? Example, Isa, Musa, Muhammad, Ibrahim, Dawud, alayhim as-salatu wa tasleem. Every single prophet who's come, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with the previous rules, with the previous books, this one is called Rasul. Prophet in English. The first one is Nabi, messenger. The second one is prophet. Example, Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam was sent. وَأَتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. With what? With the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. So, Yahya is a prophet. Musa is a messenger, Nabi. Musa is a messenger. Yahya is a prophet. Okay? Remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used these terms. And they've got a sense. But sometimes he does use them both ways. But every single one of them is a Rasul. What's a Rasul? Urdu mein usko kehte hain pegham pahunchane wala. English, we say, the one who takes a message. The one who takes a message. The one who gets the message through. So every single one of them, every single human being who was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a warner, as a mubashir, he has come to this earth as a rasul to get a message through and to teach people the right Islam, the right religion, and the right path that was thought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or wanted by Allah azza wa jalla. Some people, they say, Rasul is the one who doesn't get the message through. Nabi is the one who gets the message through. That's wrong. Every single one of them is a Rasul. Every single one of them is a messenger, taking message. Taking message to his people. So, once we have this understood that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. What's a Rasul again in English? A prophet. Okay? What does he mean? Here, Rusuli. I've just explained what's a messenger, what's a prophet. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses Rusuli, لَا نُفَرِّقُ, the meaning in the dictionary. Whether it's a prophet or a messenger, we don't distinguish between any of them. All pious people, all these people have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these people have been sent to get a message through. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَإِنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has said to them, وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. You were the best amongst the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jati, وَإِنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I have chosen you amongst many others. The day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching this ummah, the day they distinguish between anbiya and rusul, and they distinguish between al-malaika. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ. Why? مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ وَمِنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. You will struggle in this life, and what's waiting for you there, Allah knows best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us here. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. And this is the message we need to give to our kids. Main of the bayan is for the youngsters next week because they're on the leave. But I've made a little introduction to explain us as parents. I've got kids. I've been called in school by school kids to see and watch what message they gave them through. What are they learning from our house? Our kids, what are they learning from our house? This is really important. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. You go home, you explain to him what's a Nabi, the purpose of his life, of course, but slowly, slowly, what's a Nabi, what's a Prophet. That's really important. Then, who's Isa alayhi salam? Who's Musa alayhi salam? Who's Ibrahim alayhi salam? I was small like them. And once I went and asked my dad, I goes, Dad, how come you telling us Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is our father? And in school they're telling us we come from monkeys. They teach us that in school. They used to teach us at that time, anyway. My dad on a daily basis, for a good 2-3 years, he used to do us Qisasul Anbiya at home. That's how we should be with our kids. There's some books for awam, normal people. We don't have to be a scholar to teach your kid to read from a book. You read from a book. If there's something you don't understand, we're here for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to answer your questions. Now, it's the time. Maybe later it's going to be too late. Many of our youngsters, many in my entourage, where I come from, many of our youngsters, till date, they've got a Christmas tree at home, and his name is Muhammad Abdullah Abdul Qadir. You are worried of his response once he goes back to school, in the environment, in the community, how he's going to... Seriously, this morning, I was invited at school. The head teacher said, amongst you people, whoever celebrates Christmas, have a nice Christmas. Who does not celebrate Christmas? That's a non-Muslim speaking. That's a non-Muslim speaking. And us Muslims, why don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but our belief is not similar to yours. That's why you need to explain to your child. We believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but our belief is not similar to yours. Simple as that. There's a message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, has stopped this sunnah of anbiya wa rusul, but has left us with this mission. And in this mission, we have to start with our own, in our own house, with our own kids. Therefore, inshallah ta'ala, you'll get a message through. We will be sending messages. And I will be waiting for you, brothers. On the 9th of 24th, on the 9th of 24th, 24th, isn't it? Yes, on the 9th of 24th, we're going to have a little discussion, a little gathering. Will be me or Mulana Rashid Saab, one of the two. We will talk about Imaniyat and Abu Musa Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yesterday, Salatul Isha, I prayed. In tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa'innaka antal azizul hakim. What Isa alayhi salatu wa taslim quote his ummah. And whatever we get is from the Quran. We will look at that. So on the 24th, you are all invited. And you will be informed as well if women can come. You will be informed tomorrow of the gathering, and inshallah I will finalize it. But you can all come. Any friend who's got a question, he's not a Muslim, bring him, he's most welcome. We'll be happy to welcome him. We'll be happy to answer his questions. Inshallah ta'ala. So on the 24th, After Salatul Isha, we'll have a little gathering, we'll have a little, and after that we'll have a little discussion. And if brothers want to talk, inshallah ta'ala, let's make that day ta'aleem, a lesson. Let us learn. Brothers, most of our youngsters are not aware. If you ask him who's won World Cup, who's won this world, anything about sports, anything about dunya, he'll know. Ask him how many Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. He wouldn't know. How many Nabi are mentioned in the Quran? He wouldn't know. Who's Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? He wouldn't even know that's who they call Jesus. How do you call Jesus in Arabic? He wouldn't know. Where are we? Am I? Or are we all together aware that one day we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abdi, I've given you the Quran. I've given you the environment. I've given you everything. The first person that you needed to save was your wife. Wokahai, where is she now? Then your kids, where are they now? Therefore, brothers, we need to make effort. We need to make effort. And I do rely on you. On Sunday, on 24th, inshallah, is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday, 24th, after Salatul Isha, inshallah, ta'ala. Do come, bring friends, inshallah, ta'ala. And let us learn deen together. Let me learn from you. And inshallah, ta'ala, we'll learn and we'll speak and we'll learn all together. Bring the youngsters. Even if he's never stepped a foot in masjid, bring him. No one will make him feel uncomfortable. You've got my word. Everyone's most welcome. حفظكم الله ورعاكم. Please tune in, inshallah. جزاكم الله خير. Huh? يا بوتو بعد ما كنا بوتو inshallah. بس مشورة كده.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Ala salah, hay ala falah, hay ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allah. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الواحد القهار العزيز الغفار مكود الليل على النهار تذكرة لأولي القلوب والأبصار وتبصرة لذوي الألباب والاعتبار فضل من شاء من خلقه على من شاء وجعل سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم خير من وطئ هذه الدار أحمده تعالى أن هدانا للدين الصحيح دين الإسلام المنقذ لمن مات عليه من الخلود في النار وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا زوجة ولا ولد له شهادة أسأل ربي لي ولكم النجاة بها في دار القرار وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بشر وأنذر مهما تغيرت عليه الأحوال والأطوار اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين الأبرار إخوتي الإسلام قال الله تعالى كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين أي أن الناس كانوا كلهم على دين واحد وهو الإسلام ثم اختلفوا فبقي بعضهم على الإسلام وكفر بعضهم فبعث الله النبيين ليبشروا من أسلم بالجنة وينذروا من كفر بالعذاب في الآخرة ثم علمنا نحن هذه الأمة في آخر سورة البقرة وقال آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله صدق الله العظيم فقد روى الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن الصحابي الجليل أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة وأول من ينشق عنه القبر وأول شافع وأول مشفع أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم اللهم لا تحرمنا من شفاعتك الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده قال الله تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين نسأل الله أن يفقهنا في ديننا وقال تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه
وثنى بملائكة قدسه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أنت الرحيم الذي فاض على الجود إحسانك، وأنت الغفور الذي شمل كل شيء غفرانك، وأنت الغني الذي فاض على العباد جودك وكرمك، وأنت النور الذي أضاء بعظمتك يا أضاء بعظمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، أضاء الكون بعظمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لنا مغاليق الأبواب، وهيئ لنا خير الأسباب، وارزقنا خيرة الأصحاب، واجعلنا من أهل التقوى وأولو الألباب برحمتك يا عزيز يا وهاب. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون، سووا صفوفكم رحمكم الله. Fill in the gaps, brother. Jazakumullah anna khair. Fill in the gaps. Barakallahu fikum. Fill in the gaps. Fill in the gaps, inshallah ta'ala.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تواخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
الله أكبر اللهم لك ركعت ولك أهدت ولك أسود وأشهد
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر
سجد ونعم فتبارك الله.
الله أكبر ربي اغفر لي وعافني واعف عني. الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما الله أكبر
اللهم لك ركعت وبك آمنت وبك أسلمت سجد وجهي للنبي ركع
سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد
الله أكبر سجد وجهي الذي خلق
الله أكبر ربي اغفر لي
الله أكبر
الله أكبر تحيه طيب السلام عليكم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك صلى اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين